Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working together to improve our financial IQ. This is a show for people who, like myself, just want more out of life. They want to live life to the fullest. They want to enjoy it to the max. It's also for people who are presently dissatisfied with their financial position and are willing to do something about it. Our focus is on building a second stream of income with real estate. We do everything from assisted living to apartment complexes to self-storage, mobile home parks, real estate that produces cash flow every single month, a second stream of income. And this is really the business model, the only one that I know that works. I don't believe in saving your way to retirement. To do that and have $10,000 a month, you got to save up $3 million. You know, if you use the 4% rule, 4% of $3 million is going to be $120,000 a year or $10,000 a month. And if you've saved up in IRAs and 401ks, you still have to pay taxes on that. So it's a very difficult thing to do. But if you build a portfolio of real estate that produces 10 grand a month, that doesn't take anywhere near, that'd be about $2,200, about 400 grand to do that. It's just a totally different option, I guess. It's so much easier to do. So that's why people listen to this show. Today I want to talk about a phrase from Andrew Carnegie that has always had an incredibly positive effect on my life. It's a phrase from literally 120 years ago. Was he the first person to say it? No. It had been said probably millions of times over the last 3, 6, 7, 10,000 years. But he said it so clearly. That's why I think it stuck. He said, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Simply go out, find someone who's gotten the results from their life that you want and imitate them. That has helped me so much. You know, from fitness, I went out and found Arnold Schwarzenegger, bought his book on bodybuilding, used that book, imitated him, and have enjoyed tremendous health and fitness for the 56 years I've been here. When it came to marriage, I didn't have to look too far. My parents were married for 30 or 40 years before they passed. I just imitated them. And now I've been married 34 years to the same woman. In building wealth, I found someone who had out of life what I wanted, and I just imitated them. That's it. And that has made all the difference in my life. So what I want to talk about today is that you have to be very, very careful who you imitate, because there's a lot of delusion out there, especially among speculators. This would be people who buy gold and silver or buy stocks and mutual funds. They're speculators. They're buying low to sell high. And they have a tendency, I've seen it over and over again, to do well one year and run around telling people how great that particular product is, that particular speculation or investment is. I was always fortunate enough to know to ask the next question, which is, what was your average over the last 15, 20 years? Now, let me tell you a story about delusion, and then we'll come back to stocks and mutual funds. I was on a cruise one time where one of my friends came running up excited. She had just come from the casino where she had won $6,000. I was so excited for her. Everybody was. I mean, it was a party. She started buying drinks, bought us all dinner. It was just amazing. But when we were getting off the ship, one of the crew stopped her. And I turned around, wondering what in the world would they stop somebody for. And they go, "Sorry, ma'am, we need to take care of the $17,000 bill you have at the casino." And I didn't have to ask what that meant. I knew immediately what it meant. She had lost $23,000 and won six. So she actually lost $17,000. Totally delusional. How in the world can you lose $17,000 and then go party when you win $6,000? I'm sorry, I should have said you lose $23,000 and then go throw a party when you win $6,000. That is delusion. That's a form of insanity. So if you're in stocks and you did really well the last couple of years because of Trump, and you think you're going to do well the next 2 years, that's delusional. The stock market has an average, and that average is 7% over the last 70 years. That includes dividends. 7%. That's it. Because when I ask people about the last 15 years, what their average is, most of them, first off, don't know. They can't answer the question. I go, "Well, did you ever have a year you lost money?" "Oh, yeah, I got killed in 8, 9, and 10. Everybody did. But they're delusional. I'm doing so good in the stock market. I'm going to keep my money in the stock. No, the stock market has an average for the last 70 years of 7%. That's it. What spurred this show was a gentleman came in, really sharp kid, and tells me that I'm too harsh on the stock market because his parents did really well at the stock market. I asked them, "Why are you here?" He goes, "Because they don't have out of life what I want." "I thought you said they did good, just not good enough for you." I'm not sure what that meant, but we'll talk about it when we come back from the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel and romance, more time for family and fitness, more time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, the phone lines are open at any time today. I don't care what I'm talking about. Join in. If you've got any questions about building wealth and a second stream of income with real estate, it's 281-558-5738, 281-558-GET. KSEV. Since you're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. If you can't get to a phone line and you can get to your email, fire me an email. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com, and I'll answer it live on the air. If you wish to remain anonymous, give a fake name when you call in, or put anonymous in the subject line of your email. Again, that phone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So we were discussing this individual, and I want to be very respectful of this individual. Very intelligent guy. You know, I hope nothing that I say comes off making this guy look dumb or whatever. I'm just questioning the thought process of they don't have out of life what I want, but they're doing well. Well, why would you consider them doing well if they don't have out of life what you want? I mean, maybe they're talking about a rate of return. I'm just not sure. Because, and maybe I'm a jerk, because if someone doesn't have what I want out of life, I don't think they're doing well. You know, because I have basic wants. I want to be available to romance my wife every day. I want to be available for my kids. I want to travel. I want to teach. I've got all these goals. I want multi-millions of dollars. And I want a certain amount of cash flow every month. I think those are pretty standard. I can't imagine somebody not wanting those things. So anyway, let's talk about imitation for a moment, because you have to understand that we are all imitating somebody. Some of you are going, oh, not me, I don't imitate. We all do. Did you ever learn anything from your mom or dad? Then you're imitating them. Did you ever learn anything from a high school teacher? Then you're imitating them. How about a college professor? You're imitating them if you're doing what they said to do. So imitation, everybody's doing it. You just have to be extremely careful that you're imitating the right people. So let's go back 29 years, to when I was 27. Yeah, 29 years. When the company came in, after I won a national sales contest, and cut my pay by 20 grand a year, it woke me up. I realized that being dependent on a job for your income is the highest risk position there is. And I decided to become an entrepreneur. So, not even knowing what an entrepreneur really was, I started looking around for successful people. And I don't want you to think I sat them down and interviewed them. It was just as I was meeting people, they probably didn't know it, but I was interviewing them. I was asking all kinds of questions, trying to get to their success and see what clues I could get about success from them. Well, almost everybody that I talked to was in the stock market. That was their vehicle of choice. But as I asked questions and delved deeper into their lifestyle and into their situation, I realized that none of them had out of life what I was trying to achieve. I had already read several books that explained how important a second stream of income was, and I would ask people what their monthly income was from their stocks, and they would look at me strangely and go, well, I don't have any monthly income from my stocks. And I was like, well, how do you pay garbage, gas, electric, your mortgage? Oh, I get it. You've still got a job too. So it made me realize very quickly that nobody that I knew that was in stocks had out of life what I was trying to achieve. Therefore, I could not imitate them. They couldn't be my coach, my mentor, or whatever. Then I joined a couple real estate investor clubs, and I started interviewing real estate investors. And almost all of them, all they talked about was their monthly cash flow and how much they were making. And I was like, well, this is what I want. And it dawned on me, these are the people I need to be imitating. Then go back when I was interviewing all these people and picking the brains of all these stock investors, I realized that they were just as delusional as that lady I told you about on the cruise ship. They made 30% 1 year, 2% the previous year, lost 20% the year before that, but they're jumping up and down excited because they just made 30%. But when you average those, it's 5 or 6%. So not only could I not imitate them, they were delusional. I guess the best way to put it is, and I guess not everybody reads a lot. They just go out and do whatever their financial planner says. And that's another person. You got to be careful imitating them. You know, the average financial planner in the United States makes $65,000 a year. And you go to them and ask them how to get rich and retire. Sorry to laugh. It's just that doesn't quite make sense. Doesn't quite make sense. Now, are there great, and I mean great, financial planners out there? There are. But the vast majority are unqualified to help you do anything but get in the stock market. You can do that by yourself. Pick mutual fund. You can do that by yourself. And as they've shown over and over again, your guess is as good as theirs. And what I mean by that, they've actually let a group of chimps pick out stocks, and they beat the S&P 500. They've actually cut chicken heads off, let the dead chicken run around till it falls down. Whatever stock it fell down on, that's the one they choose. They also beat the S&P 500. I mean, it's just gambling. You've got to look at the average. If you were to average my rate of return for the last 30 years in real estate, and I'm being extremely conservative, it's probably somewhere between 20 and 30%. Some years 100%. Bear with me. Some years infinite. Meaning, I put nothing up, made a couple hundred grand. What's the rate of return on that? Infinite. So, if you averaged it, though, it'd be 20, 30% of the last 30 years, every year. That's why real estate investors account for 70% of the millionaires in the world. If you're in a developing country, it's 90% of the millionaires use real estate. So again, back to my point. You're imitating somebody right now. The problem is you're probably doing it unconsciously. You're imitating your parents. Were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. You're imitating your high school teachers. Were they multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. You're imitating your college professor. You're imitating your financial planner. Are they multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Maybe you shouldn't be imitating them. Because if you imitate them, what results are you going to get? Their results. But what if you started imitating a multimillionaire entrepreneur? What kind of results would you get? Those types of results. It really is that simple. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Simply go out and find people who have the results from their life that you want and imitate them. Don't be delusional. Just because you did well under Trump, you think you're going to do well under Joe? I don't think you are. In fact, I think there's a huge correction coming, and sooner than later. All right, this is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. Michael, I just got your email. I will answer that email the moment we come back from the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Yes, we are praying for a down market, and you should know why. To find out why, attend our free two-hour introductory workshop. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and I have the... I'm going to give Mike credit, and I hope he's still listening. This is the greatest, most well-thought-out question I've ever heard, because it shows an understanding that very few people have about real estate investing. See, logic says that a $400,000 home will rent for twice as much as a $200,000 home. But that's not true. The more expensive a home, the lower the rent per dollar paid. It's a volume thing. You know how you go to Sam's and you buy 12 rolls of paper towels and you get a great deal compared to buying one at a time? Same thing with houses. You rent a $200,000 home, you get a better deal than you do. You get a higher rent per dollar spent than you do by buying a $400,000 home. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope I said it correctly, because I kind of lost my train of thought there. Yeah, when you buy in volume, you rent the $500,000 home, you get a better deal than when you rent the lesser priced home. So, great question, Mike. Here's the price range. I'm firing an email to you right now that's got this all written down so you don't have to take notes. The sweet spot is $150,000 to $250,000 homes that rents between $1,450 and $1,950 per month. Now notice I didn't go to 2,000. It really starts to drag once you break that $2,000 barrier. In other words, the days on market, the length of time it takes you to lease it, increases dramatically. If you're under $1,950, in that range between $1,450 and $1,950, it's going to take you, for the lower end, 7 to 10 days to lease it. The upper end, $1,700 to $1,950, it might take you 15, 20 days to lease it. But you see, you're under a month, so you're not losing any rent. Now, you must buy them at about 80% of the after-repaired value to get the most cash flow. That is, purchase price plus rehab plus closing costs should be 80% of the after repaired value or below. And you can go as far below as you can possibly get. But if it's 80% or less, pick that thing up. And what you're going to have is somewhere between $300 and $500 a month positive cash flow. That's leaving a $200 or $300 a month reserve for maintenance and vacancy. So, Mike, that is just a well thought out question. I don't know if you've been reading or what you've been doing, but that is an important question. So many people go out there, they buy $500,000 homes and try to lease them out and can't understand why they're not getting positive cash flow. Again, it's because you get a better deal on the higher end homes than you do on the middle class homes. Now, there's one other reason, Mike, and everybody, that we stay in that price range. It's because of Sam Walton's comment, Walmart, Sam Walton. He said, if you market to the classes, $400,000+ homes, you'll probably eat with the masses. But if you market to the masses, you'll probably eat with the classes. Meaning, you make a lot more money marketing to the middle class than you do marketing to the rich. So, when you add all those rules together, and I think I've listed three or four, when you put all those things together and you start buying these houses, it doesn't take long to put together a portfolio that's making you $4,000 a month, $8,000 a month, $12,000 a month. If you buy four a year, in 5 years, you'd have 20 houses, about $8,000 a month in cash flow. For most people, that pays all their bills at least. It might not retire you, but that would be a good strategy. Next question Mike's probably going to ask me, what's the average out-of-pocket to buy one of these doggone things? About 20 grand. About 20 grand. So, four houses a year, $80,000 a year. At the end of 5 years, you'd have about $8,000 a month. Let's do the math on that real quick. Let me grab my handy dandy calculator. 8,000 times 12 months is $96,000 a year. And 20,000 times 20 houses is 400,000. Clear. So $96,000 divided by the $400,000 you have in it, 24% rate of return. That's going to be pretty standard on a single family house. So great question, Mike, and I hope that I gave you some helpful information, and I hope I was encouraging, because if your brain is working the way it's working to ask this question, you're on the right path. Love it. Okay, anybody else that has a question, please email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Or give me a buzz, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. This is AM 700 KSEV you're listening to, so that's an easy number to remember. Let's go to the next email question, which is a question about using an LLC for property management. Olive is asking, she says, I know you don't put your homes in single-family homes into an LLC, so please don't answer that. Should I have an LLC to manage the properties? You know, Olive, there's nothing wrong with it, but there is no major benefit to it either. You go on to ask in your email about writing stuff off, that if you form your LLC, you can write your car off, you can write your phone off, you can do that without an LLC. There are a tremendous number of attorneys out there that promote, and CPAs the same way, that promote, yeah, start an LLC and all of a sudden you get all these tax deductions. Guess what? I get all those tax deductions, and I don't have an LLC. These guys that sell LLCs have a tendency to over-promote them. So be cautious. Now, Olive, if you say, I'm a very fear-based person, I'm scared to death of getting sued, it really scares me, I'm afraid to pull the trigger on my first rent property as a result, but if you had an LLC, you would feel more confident, I have no problem with getting an LLC. You know, I think it's $200 to file and a couple hundred in attorney's fees. So it shouldn't cost you more than $500-$600 to set one up. If it costs more than that, go search for other people. Now, attorneys that are listening that are now mad at me, I realize there are some times when an LLC is going to cost more than that. But when it's just for property management, no, it shouldn't cost much more than that to set it up. Then, Olive, you've got to really understand that you have three layers of protection in real estate investing. The first is your management style. The second is your insurance. And the third is your LLC. Guess which one's the weakest? Good guess, Olive. The LLC. Guess which one's the strongest? Management style. Not insurance, not the LLC. What keeps you out of lawsuits? Having taken courses on property management, knowing the laws, and really focusing on taking care of the property, making sure it's perfect at all times, and taking care of your tenants. When you're truly focused on that, it's very, very hard to get sued. But if you goof up and you don't repair a sidewalk, you knew about it, but you didn't do it. Somebody trips, does $80,000 damage to a knee. Then your insurance kicks in. Keep $300,000 insurance on each house and a $1 million umbrella policy over all of the houses. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetRealWealth.com. You can take a sample class. It's in the upper right-hand corner of GetRealWealth.com if you would like. We'll talk more after the break. This is AM 700, the voice of Texas, KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with your family? Would you like to travel more? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour introductory workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where today we've been talking about imitation and how effective a tool imitation is to succeeding in life and getting out of life what you want. It also requires you to be humble, and we're going to talk about this final segment. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, when I talk about being humble, you got to understand this. When someone says, I am humble, guess what? That's an arrogant comment. be cautious. If when I said that, you automatically said I'm already humble, you might want to watch out. But then for some of you, it is true. Don't get me wrong. But for the majority of people that immediately blurted out in their brain or out, I am humble. I'm the humblest guy you know. That's not a humble comment. So what I mean by humble is you have to assess your life as results, by the way. Be very careful. I'm not using the word success or failure. Simply results. You have to assess your life in all the arenas of a balanced life, romance, family, fitness, charity, which is sometimes called spirituality, wealth, and career. When you look at all those parts of a balanced life, you want to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in each of those arenas. And if you've got a few arenas where you're a 4 or a 6 or something like that, you need to be honest with yourself and humble and ask for help. One of the things about conservative people is, and this is KSEV, I bet if you're listening to this, you're a conservative person. You have a tendency to want to do everything yourself and be personally responsible, which is an honorable, and that's the way I love to live, and so on. But if you look at, say, your fitness, and you go, doggone it, I'm a 3. I'm 50 pounds overweight. I eat too much. I don't exercise. You need to be humble. Go find someone who is fit. Go find someone who eats right. Go find someone who works out 3 or 4 times a week. And imitate them. It's okay to ask for help. It's not okay to be a bum, but it's okay to ask for help. We all need it at different times. If I had not asked for help at age 27, and I asked big time, the minute they cut my pay, I went out and spent $30,000 on educational material. What was that? That's asking for help. I bought every set of books and tapes back then that I could get my hands on because I was desperate. I realized what I was doing was not effective. I realized that what I was doing would never get me in the financial position I wanted to be in. I needed help. The wonderful thing about this strategy, being humble and asking for help, is that the teacher is already in front of you. And I'm not referring to me. It may not be me. I'm referring to, take my life. Every time that I've gotten humble, and I've admitted I'm not getting the results from my life that I want, amazingly, the teacher appears. Now, there's an old phrase about that, but, and I don't know what it is, but it's something to the effect of ask and ye shall receive, look, seek and ye shall find. If you do, it's amazing. In many cases, they're already right in front of you, but you weren't ready. Remember when Skywalker was with Yoda and his ego wouldn't let him listen to Yoda because Yoda was tiny and didn't seem like a really badass Jedi? And then Yoda pulls the X-Wing fighter out of the bog with just his thoughts. Luke suddenly had respect for Yoda. He became humble. And if you remember the story, the learning began. The teacher was right in front of him the whole time. But because he was closed off with his ego and not being humble, He couldn't see that the teacher was right in front of him. It's the same thing with us in everyday life. You're going to be amazed. When you get humble and you start asking for help, you know, I'm 56 years old. I've never been turned down when I asked for help. Never once. And who brought that to light was Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs has a video on YouTube about asking for help. You should check it out. Steve Jobs of Apple. He talks about how when he was a kid, he wanted to build computers. So he literally went into the Yellow Pages, found Hewlett or Packard's number. Maybe they're the same person. I'm not sure. But it was somebody from HP. He called him up and goes, "You got any extra computer parts?" The guy goes, "How in the hell did you get my number?" Oh, I'm sorry if I'm not allowed to say that. He goes, "I got out of the Yellow Pages." You know, the guy invited him to his house and go, "Look, my garage is full of used computer parts. Go take as many as you want." And Jobs even brings up the point that whenever he's asked for help, he's gotten it. The only time I've ever been turned down, now that I think about it, was when someone couldn't help me. They just didn't have the skill set. But I will tell you, almost no, every time they've had a referral for me that could help me. So I know it's hard as a conservative. You want to do it all by yourself. You like being personally responsible, which is awesome. But if you're not, if you've worked for long periods of time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years or more, and you're not in the financial position you want to be in, doggone it, it's okay to ask for help. It really is. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. And remember, if you think of a question after the show, you should have my email written down, because I answer emails 24 hours a day. I love to teach, and emails are a teaching opportunity. It gives me a thrill, makes me happy. So if you want to make me happy, fire me an email. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. All right, next question is about refinancing. Oh, I know what the deal is. Andrew, don't pay cash for houses. It is, you say, "Well, I'm saving closing costs." Screw that, because it just makes it more difficult is what it does. Even if you have cash to pay houses in full, and you're going to use them as rentals, it is much more difficult to pay a house in full and then pull your money out later. It's extremely easy to use a hard money loan to buy it. Yes, you might have about $13,000 more costs than paying cash, but it is instant that you can refinance it and put it into a permanent loan. So, Andrew, my advice is, one, holy Toledo, what am I thinking? If you got enough money to pay cash for a house, why aren't you investing passively in adult daycare, in strip shopping centers, in apartments, in big commercial? I mean, if you got several hundred grand to invest, let me see what size home you're using. Yeah, 179 plus closing costs and such. So you got over 200 grand. You should be looking at passive investing. But if you're not, I would rather see you go buy 200 grand. That's 10 houses with hard money loans that are easily refinanced into permanent financing as soon as you're done with the rehab. So I hope that helps, Andrew. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day. Yeah.